Hi, this is Gustavo from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes.
Are you registered as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent. Okay, thank you so much. And this November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
Very certain.
Thank you so much. First of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I'm going to say good.
Good. Thank you so much. And do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
Somewhat high.
Thank you so much. The school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve a new school bond for building projects across the district. If approved, this bond money will be used to increase school security, construct new schools, make repairs and renovation on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings, and expand technical job skills training that prepares students to fill today's high-paying, in-demand jobs. Knowing that a bigger bond means being able to do more school building and renovation projects, please answer if you would vote yes or vote no to each of the following three bond options. The option one, $750 million bond at a cost of $1.97 per month in higher property taxes equal to $23.61 a year for every $100,000 of home value, but would have some of the school building projects. Would you vote yes or no to this option?
Yes.
Yes, thank you so much. The option two says an $850 million bond at a cost of $2.29 per month in higher property taxes equal to $27.43 a year for every $100,000 of home value, which would pay for many but not all new school buildings projects needed. Would you vote yes or no on this option?
Probably no.
Thank you so much. And the option three, a $950 million bond at a cost of $2.44 per month in higher property taxes equal to $29.31 a year for every $100,000 of home value, which would meet all the school building and other service expansion needs of the district. Would you vote yes or no to this option?
Probably yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much. And lastly on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 a month equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value. Would you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
Probably yes.
Thank you so much. And following up, opponents to tax increasing ballot issues might say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money. Wasteful high administration overhead costs and low performing schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statement?
Could you repeat that one more time? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration overhead costs, and low-performing schools. This is a statement for the opponents to increase the tax. Would you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly agree with, disagree with this statement?
Somewhat disagree.
So, thank you so much. And lastly, here are some statements supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give as reasons for voting yes. Rate each as either a very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive reason for you to vote yes to raise property taxes to fund projects and improvements at CZSD schools. Passing the mill levy ballot issue means being able to increase teacher and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competing neighboring schools districts in keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the cost of having to hire and train new teachers while adequately staffing our schools to meet student needs. For you, this is very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you so much. And school buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated, just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. These reasons for you very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. And despite recent increases in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for K-12 schools. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issues if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teacher pay. For you, is very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help thousands more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners. This is very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive for you?
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you so much. Expanding Cherry Creek's Innovation Campus and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying, in-demand job, such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or others that demand technology skills. This not only provides skills the workers needed today in the Denver Metro, but turns students into productive taxpaying citizens. For you, this is very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. And CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status as one of the best school districts in the state. Voters should continue to support the district's bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements. This is for you very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Passing the bond provides the funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch a first of its kind aspiring educator program. This program is a strategic investment in the future of Cherry Creek, as it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teacher educators. By doing so, it will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come, providing a secure and stable educational environment for our students. This is for you very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Very persuasive.
Thank you so much. And the last one for this part. Continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure.
Yes.
This is very persuasive for you, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Very persuasive.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me tell you that we have completed 72% of the survey. I thank you so much for your time. And next, after hearing all of this information, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay, at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year, for every $100,000 of home value, would you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
Yes.
Thank you so much. What is your gender?
I'm male.
Thank you so much. What is your age? It is 35. Okay, thank you so much. Do you have any children, 18 or under?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Do you have any children attending Cherry Creek School District schools?
Not currently, no.
Oh, thank you so much. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race?
My what? Race?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat it again?
I'm black.
Did you say black?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, thank you so much. All right, so that concludes my survey. I really thank you so much for your time. I hope you have a wonderful night.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye.